The preparation passage for the lesson from the writings of Rabash, Volume 1, Essay for Her Sake and Not for Her Sake. How can we increase our pleasure when performing the mitzvot, commandments? Answer: we have only one answer, which is to increase our efforts to raise the importance of the Creator. Meaning, whenever we engage in Torah and mitzvot, we should desire that our reward would be to feel the greatness of the Creator. And the prayers that we pray should be to raise divinity from the dust, since the Creator is concealed from us due to the state of tzimtzum, restriction, we're in, and we are unable to esteem His greatness and importance. For this reason, we pray to the Creator to remove His concealment from us and to raise the horn of Torah. And for that reason, one must labor not to forget the goal while studying the Torah and to keep it constantly in front of his eyes, that he wants to get from the study that his learning will help him increase in the greatness and importance of the Creator. And likewise, when he performs the commandments, he should not forget the intention that by fulfilling the mitzvot for this segula, this remedy or virtue, the Creator will remove the spiritual concealment from him and enable him to attain the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, by which he will merit to draw near to the Creator, by his attainment of the importance of the Creator, in order to bestow contentment upon him with his feeling of the importance of the Creator. And this will be his reward, and he has no desire for any other reward for his work. That is, we see that everything depends on the importance. And that is the problem. How do we attain the importance? How much time we spend throughout the days on the day on all kinds of nonsense? How can we worry every moment to be focused on the intention that only by our yearning we can draw the lighted reforms? And if I haven't labored, then I haven't found. So, how can we obligate ourselves to exert? People are willing to run after important things on a daily basis. All kinds of jobs, all kinds of things. I see people flying and running, and they are concerned. And what do we lack? We lack importance. Rabash would always say that it is impossible to buy that in the drugstore, some sort of a remedy, a pill that you swallow, and then something becomes important to you. That's a problem. So what do we do? There's only one thing, and that's the influence of the environment. So it turns out that, as it says, either togetherness or death. Either we truly organize a strong society that gives every person impressions, inspiration that he begins according to envy, craving an honor, to be jealous of the others, to see how much they are stronger than him, how much they are unique. And that evokes him, it awakens him, stimulates him, and then he awakens. And if not, there's no chance. All in all, everything is in the hands of the environment. As Bala Sulam writes, that once a person has entered an environment, he's given to it, dependent on it, everything depends on it. The environment can elevate him, can lower him, according to the intensity of the spirit that there is in the environment towards the goal. That's how the person would advance, not more and no less. On the condition that he is also not disregarding them, that he tries to be in adhesion with them, but he has to invest in the environment, and the environment in return has to invest in him, in each and every one. And we have to be concerned about that, and to check, to always scrutinize, examine whether everyone have the importance. Let's say now we're standing in the lesson, and a part of us is working a new building. So we have to be concerned for those friends, and also not to really let them. I'm very concerned about the people who are working there all the time, days and days and days, and they're not in the lessons. It's not good. Even the most important person there, we need to make sure that he would also come here, that it would be alternating there and here. And there are some people, especially professionals, who are there, and really they never come here. They can't as if come here. So that's impossible. It has to be that a person would come here at least twice a week. I nonetheless hope that within a few weeks it will all be over. So, again, in order to maintain the importance in a person, otherwise they'll fall. It has to be that way, that, as it says, it's better to have Torah with the way of the land, both this and that. All right, let's move on to the lesson.